Well, as we've stated before, this camp meeting starts tonight. But really, for us, it starts this morning. I believe as we go into this camp meeting that you have a choice to either just enjoy it and stay where you are, or you can get a hold of new things and move up and have a new beginning. You know, if you want to title this, they want a title sometimes. So, and a lot of times I don't title it, and then they'll send a list of the different, you know, the Sunday tapes and or CDs and stuff. And I'll say, well, I didn't preach that, because they give it a title. I don't even know. That's not the same sermon. So the title is Time for a New Beginning. You know, some of you have been in situations and dealing with all kinds of problems. Some of you for a long time, devil's telling you that you're the only one that's in this situation and there's no way out. Hey, remember, the devil's a liar. He can't tell the truth, so why are you listening to him? See, what you need to remember is that somebody has gone through this same situation that you're in, or the circumstance you're dealing with, and they come out on the other side victorious because of Jesus, and you can too. You know, others have experienced a breakthrough, a new beginning, and you can too. This is this week, determined right now. This week is my breakthrough, my new beginning week. Now, Let's look at the children of Israel and see them at a certain point when it looks like that there is no way out. They've been taken into captivity by the Babylonians, and they've been in captivity now for about 70 years, and it looked totally impossible for them to ever return to their homeland. But look what Isaiah says in Isaiah 43:18-19. I'll give you a minute to turn there. My wife gets on to me all the time because I go fast. But once I get going, I don't like to slow down, but I will try to this morning, okay? I said try because I don't always do it. It said, all right. I see everybody find them, and some of them in their Bible, some of them on their devices, and some of them on both. Always look at the front rows, and when I see that the front rows have found it, then I go. And it looks like they've all found it, so everybody has. Isaiah 43:18. But forget all that. New Living Translation. But forget all that. It's nothing compared to what I'm going to do. For I'm about to do something new. See, I've already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. Now, what's God talking about here? It seems that Israel was remembering how God had moved for them in the past, but nothing was happening now. And like many people today, when they talk about camp meeting, they talk about camp meeting when it was downtown. And they talk about the big crowds that we used to have. And we still have a good crowd. But, I mean, we used to have up to 22,000, 23,000 people would come. But you know what? That's before anybody ever started a camp meeting. Now everybody has a camp meeting, so they don't have to travel. But thank God for you that come back here, you know. And then some people, they talk about the power of God moving in some yesteryear and some of the, as Brother Hagin used to call them, those Holy Ghost meetings he'd have, and other meetings. But God wants you to let go of the past and have a new beginning. It seemed that Israel had given up all hope of ever getting out of captivity. And suddenly, these verses tell him about something he's about to do. He's about to do something brand new, he said. He's about to do something supernaturally. He is getting ready to do the impossible. Now look at verses 14 through 17 of this same chapter, and you'll understand what 18 and 19 is saying. Okay, this is what the Lord says. Your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sakes, I will send an army against Babylon, forcing the Babylonians to flee in those ships that they're so proud of. I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's creator and king. I'm the Lord who opened a way through the waters, making a dry path through the sea. I called forth the mighty army of Egypt with all its chariots and its horses, and I drew them beneath the waves, and they drowned. Their life snuffed out like a smoldering candlestick. Here, he's talking about what Israel's talking about, what happened in the past. And he tells them, in 4:14, he tells them, listen, I'm going to take these Babylonians down just like I did the Egyptians. In verse 15, he tells them, hey, listen, remember, I'm the God. He's still the king. And he's going to move on their behalf. He's still your king. He's still your God. He will move on your behalf. He can make a new beginning when there doesn't seem like there's any way of having a new beginning. In 16 and 17, he reminds them how he supernaturally got them to the promised land. See, but then in verse 18, he says, but forget all that. Forget all that. It's nothing compared to what I'm getting ready to do. Now, I normally would say fixing, because that's what we say down in this part of the world. But I'm trying to get it for everybody to understand. He said, it's nothing compared to what I'm getting ready to do. I almost said it, didn't I? It's nothing compared. Man, that was a fantastic feat to get them to the promised land. He opened the Red Sea. He gave them water when they needed water. He gave them food when they needed food. He opened up the Jordan so they could go across at flood stage so they could go into the promised land. He took the walls of Jericho down. He gave them the land. He said, now, listen, forget all that. Man, that's a bunch of good stuff. You know, but he said, forget it. So what I'm reminding you is, hey, forget what's happened in days gone by. That's history. It's been written. It can't be changed. But I want to tell you what, there is a time for a new beginning. Time for the new beginning. See, he says, I'm going to do a new thing. He went on to say in verse 19, for I'm about to do something new. See, I've already begun. Do you not see it? I'll make a pathway through the wilderness to create rivers and dry land. He's saying to them, I have already started it, and I can do what nobody else can do. I mean, you can't make a way through the pathway through the wilderness. That's desert out there. And when the Bible talks about wilderness, they're not talking about trees and shade and everything. They're talking about wilderness, no water, no nothing. And it I've been there. It's hot. And you know, we took that trip to Israel. And some of you in here with us, sitting here that took it with us, Brother Joe and Amy, she was directing the choir, Brother Joe, it was hot over there. And when he says wilderness, it's nothing but sand and desert. He said he could make a pathway. See, it's hard to go through the desert because you got to have water to live. But he turned around and said, okay, I can create rivers in the dry wasteland. He said, you people need to realize I can do all of this if you will believe me and receive what I'm getting ready to do for you. A new beginning. Say it, new beginning. God can do it. Hey, let's look at this now. Hey, they are still in captivity. But he spoke to the prophet to let him know what's going on. God didn't wait until their situation changed for a new beginning. Now, I want you to notice, biblically, there have been a lot of new beginnings. If you go into the Bible, I mean, biblically, in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth, okay? Then Israel had a new beginning and became a new nation when they walked out of Egypt. Israel had a new beginning when they entered the promised land. It was a new beginning when Jesus, hanging on that cross, suspended between heaven and earth, making a bridge where all mankind could have. It was a new beginning because the price for salvation was being paid on that cross when he said, "It is finished." It was a new beginning when he came out of that grave and conquered death, hell, and the grave. Death there, we're talking about spiritual death. We're not talking about, because the Bible said you were dead in your trespasses and sin. We're talking about spiritual death. Hey, that was a new beginning. It was a new beginning when that wind come blowing in that upper room and the tongues of fire set upon them and they began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. That's a new beginning. It was a new beginning when Peter, on the day of Pentecost, stood up among the people and began to preach. This same Jesus that you crucified can change your life and set you free. And he's coming again, just like he said he would. It was a new beginning. 3,000 people starting, the church started right there. So I see some of you preachers out there. How would you like to start with 3,000 people? I don't think I would, because it'd be hard to organize. It was a new beginning. It was a new beginning when Peter on the housetop and the sheet was let down with all of the animals that the law said they're not supposed to, that they were unclean. And God told him, "Don't call unclean what I've created." And he told him, "There's some men down there waiting on you right now. Go downstairs. Go with them." Why did he do that? It was a new beginning because Peter went to preach at Cornelius' household. He preached to the Gentiles in Acts 10. And when you read that there, you'll find out as he was preaching that the Holy Spirit fell on them the same as it did them in the upper room. It was a new beginning. It was a new beginning whenever the Apostle Paul, on that road to Damascus, was struck down and he saw the light from heaven and Jesus called him to be an apostle to the Gentiles. That was a new beginning. It was a new beginning when Paul came back after 3 years in the desert, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, teaching him, and he went out and began to minister to the Gentile world, going through the whole Gentile world, the known world at that time, preaching the gospel. It was a new beginning. It was a new beginning when he stood on the pitch and rolling deck of that ship and said, "I believe God." I said, "I've been told." And I just got to go there. Just when I went over this time, I got to go there to that island where he went. It was a new beginning when that old prayer, they were singing praises. Hey, see, if you want a new beginning, quit complaining and start praising. They're sitting in that Philippian jail. I got to go to the ruins at Philippi. I got to see where the dungeon was. Hey, they could have complained, But instead of complaining, they started praising. Paul and Silas, with their backs bleeding, sitting in stocks down. They wasn't in the prison. It says they were in the lower part. They were down underneath in the dungeon. Everybody else. They began to sing praises. And it was a new beginning when that old place began to shake like a leaf in the wind. And the walls come down. And the stocks broke off of their arms. And it doesn't say anything about it, but I believe that their beaten, bleeding backs were healed. The Bible doesn't say it. That's just my belief, okay? You can believe what you want to. But it's a new beginning. Friend, there's been many, many new beginnings. It was a new beginning when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It was a new beginning when you received the Holy Spirit and began to speak with tongues. It was a new beginning when you found out that who you were in Christ, and because who you were in Christ, it was a new beginning because you found out that you have authority over the devil and he can't rule over you no more. It's time for another new beginning. Hey, there's new beginnings over and over again. In the book of Acts, they had been filled with the Holy Spirit there in the upper room. But then when they were praying, it says that they were all filled again with the Holy Spirit. That means that you don't need to just get that one-time experience. It means that you need to keep being filled and being filled and being filled. You need to have a new beginning with God every day. Come on now. I'm preaching better than you're shouting. I told you, camp meeting start this morning. Them that are not here this morning just missed out on it. That's all. They say it started tonight, but it's starting right now. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for a new beginning. You need to be ready for a new beginning spiritually. Ready for a new beginning in your attitudes. A new beginning in your health. A new beginning in your job and your finances. When God is speaking about new beginnings, he's not limiting it to a spiritual experience. I want you to notice that although it was a spiritual, but it was a natural experience of being delivered from Babylonian captivity. God is saying to us today, hey, you can have a new beginning spiritually and naturally. All you got to do is believe what my word says and quit complaining and start praising. You know, he said in Mark 10:27, Jesus looked at them intently and said, humanly speaking, it's impossible, but not with God. Everything is possible with God. That's the New Living Translation. You know, too many people are more aware of the natural and more conscious of the natural than they are of the spiritual possibilities that can become realities in this world. They're looking at it and saying it's impossible. You need to look at it and say, it may be impossible in the natural, but with my God, with my God, with my God, it's a new beginning and it is not impossible. We need to realize he said there, as we read already, he said, don't you see it? I've already begun it. Let me tell you something. He's already started. You know, we are limited in the natural. That's true. We are limited. We're limited in knowledge. We're limited in our energy. We're limited in our physical abilities. But let me tell you what. Hey, I'm connected. I'm connected to a God that is unlimited. I'm connected to my God, and he is unlimited in power, in might, in knowledge, in everything. Hey, he's unlimited in wisdom. He's unlimited in strength. He's everywhere at all times. And because he's unlimited, I can have that unlimitedness in my life by believing God with my faith. Any of you ever read Hebrews 11? The Hall of Fame of Faith. Let me tell you what. If those people could actually speak to you, they would tell you God can save you and your family even when others are perishing. Abraham, that's what Noah would tell you. Abraham would tell you that God can give you children when it's physical impossibility. Abraham's telling you, hey, it may look like a physical impossibility in your life. It may be that way, but God said, it's different. I can change it. Moses has said, hey, God can still use a man that messed up royally and run out into the desert because Moses had been raised up to deliver Israel. But he messed the plan up. God had it was going another direction with it. But he messed the plan up. You may be in that condition. And Moses saying to you, hey, it don't matter how bad you messed up. God can change it. He can take your mess and change it into a victory. Hey, Joseph would tell you, don't give up on the dream. Because if you keep believing the dream that God's given you, he'll make it come to pass. And he has the power to do it when it looked physically impossible that it would ever happen. David will tell you, God will protect you when they're trying to kill you. He'll tell you also that he can raise you up and put you in the place that you're supposed to be. Peter would tell you, hey, I denied Christ 3 times, but now I had a new beginning, and I'm the one that stood pretty close to the same place where he denied Christ 3 times. He stood up on some stones and began to preach Jesus Christ, the one you crucified. Hey, that's what he'd tell you. Hey, you can have a new beginning. Let me tell you something. When you begin to look at all of this, there is nothing that God can't do. So you see, all of those people that I talked about, they were people that were facing impossible situations. But they became a new person with a new beginning through the possibilities of the power of God. Hey, we're not the person we used to be. Second Corinthians 5:17. We're a new person in Christ. The Holy Spirit's living on the inside of us. What God has promised in this word is far above. Far above. Now listen, far above impossibilities. You know, he's telling them here in chapter 43 of Isaiah, he's telling them, hey, you've endured, and it doesn't look like anything's happening. But let me tell you something, people. He's telling his people that. He's telling us today the same thing. I'm about to do something new. I'm about to do something new. See, I've already begun. Hey, today is the time to rise up. He's already begun. Hey, I'm not trying just to get you hyped up and get you, hey, blah, blah, blah. We need that sometimes. But what I'm trying to get you to do is to listen to what God is saying. God is saying, I don't care where you've been. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what your situation is. I'm giving you a new beginning. if you'll just believe it and receive it. You see, it's possible. In Mark 9, when the father brought the boy and he went to the disciples first and they couldn't do anything, then he went to Jesus. And in Mark 9:23, anything is possible if a person believes. That's the new NLT version. You know, here they had a new beginning simply because he chose to believe. They had a new beginning. Anything is possible to the person who believes. There's a new beginning. By faith, you reach into the Word of God and take hold of the promises of God and watch them come to pass. By faith, you get strength to endure and watch the promises of God unfold in your life. Hey, I've been there, done that, bought the t-shirt, the hat, and went on down the road in victory. Come on now. By faith, it's how you step out into a new beginning. But you know what? You have to be prepared. You have to be prepared for the new beginning. Every time, and I mentioned a bunch of them in the Word of God, but if you'll read ahead of time, they were told ahead of time that the new beginning was coming, just like he told them here, the new beginning is coming. Come on now. We got to be ready. See, ready with our faith to believe God. Don't care what happens. Don't care what doesn't happen. I believe God. See? Step out. I want to tell you what. I wouldn't be here today if Lynette and I hadn't stepped out in a new beginning. I stepped out of security. We took a 50% cut in our finances when we came to work in 72 with this ministry, because she was dressing hair and making five times as much as I was as full-time associate pastor. So we were doing really good because we had prayed for her when she went to beauty school. We had prayed. And she went through there with flying colors, passed all the tests. Then she went to work in a shop, and she became the number one person in the shop ahead of the owner of the whole shop. I mean, man, and God, we asked, and God was blessing us. Now all of a sudden, God comes in and said, I want you to have a new beginning. It didn't look like a new beginning when it started. Every time that we have stepped out for a new beginning, it didn't look like it, but I believed God and she believed God with me. Then as the kids got older, they believed God with us. Now they got their own families, but they're still here with us and we're still all believing God together. Every day is a new beginning. You know, many people, well, criticize and mock people, we people that are in faith. But let me tell you something. Let them stay where they are. It works. I lived it. I lived it. My father, Kenneth E. Hagin, is called the father of the modern day faith. He hated that title they give him, but they did it. But I want to tell you, hey, everything we got, every new beginning we had was by faith. I mean, when he stepped out, left that church January 1949 to go into the new beginning, it was a struggle. And I'll tell you about it sometimes from my perspective. You know, y'all have heard him teach it. Like one person told me, I did it somewhere and it came to me and they said, hey, we heard his side of that, but now we're hearing your side of it. But let me tell you what, it was a new beginning. But we were in situation looked impossible, just like these children of Israel were. But God said, hey, it's a new beginning. You can't see it, but I'm working. See, that's where the faith comes in. See, he said, you can't see it yet, but it's already happening. You see, when you pray and believe, it starts happening, whether you can see it or not. But the answer will come if you keep on praying. Daniel prayed, but it was 22 days before the angel got there with the message. But he kept on praying. Hey, it's time for a new beginning. But it may look like it's not a new beginning. So let's take the steps with our faith so that we can receive everything that God has for us this week. Time to receive a new beginning. It's time for you to have a new beginning. As we walk into this next week, a new beginning is possible for you. If you'll only believe and walk with me, I'll take you through the dry place and give you victory. If you'll walk with me, I'll bring you to the other side of the river and you won't be harmed. If you'll walk with me, I'll bring you a new beginning and you'll think, my Lord, I've never been in anything like this. If you'll walk with me, he says, I'll take you to places that you never thought you'd go or ever even dreamed of, because I am the God of I am. There is no one like me. There will be no one like me. I am. I am. And I am will make everything that you believe for come possible, become possibilities in your life. All you have to do is believe me and walk the plan out. Oh, somebody said, but it's a little hard. No, he's saying, don't worry about the hardness. I'll take care of that. I'll bring you through it and bring you to the other side if you will endure and praise my name all the way through. I will bring you to the other side and you'll see that it'll be the greatest victory that you've ever had, because you have stepped out to get your new beginning. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Everybody stand up. That's long enough. Anybody get anything out of this morning? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Let us, by faith, grab a hold of a new beginning today. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bow your heads for just a minute. I never like to minister a sermon that I don't give an opportunity for somebody to have a new beginning by accepting Jesus Christ, their personal Savior, or have a new beginning by realizing that they once with Christ where they should be with God, but they not there and they need to rededicate their life. Anybody in this room today, you say, I need a new beginning. I need to accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I need a new beginning. I need to rededicate my life to the Lord. Anybody in this place like that, let me see your hands. All in the upstairs, downstairs, anywhere in the building, let me see your hand right now. Let me see your hand. You need Jesus. You need a new beginning. Hallelujah. Anybody in this place? I talked about the Holy Spirit. Anybody need a new beginning in receiving the Holy Spirit? Here's a hand here. Anybody else want a new beginning and receive the Holy Spirit? I'm talking about what they said in Acts chapter 2, verse number 4. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with tongues. Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. I saw one hand raised. Listen, if you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand on any one of those invitations, I'm going down here to the front. I want you to come down here. I want to shake your hand and I want to pray with you, and you won't leave here like you came, in Jesus' name. Now, come on. Come on. Upstairs, the ushers help you get down there. If that's you, come on now. Come on now. God bless you, man. Praise the Lord. We just wait for some more to get here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Here comes another one, buddy. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, y'all. Change your life forever. This is the time to change your life forever. Amen. That's a good shirt. Hallelujah to Jesus. Come right on here. Come on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on. If you're in the balcony and want to come, the ushers will help you. If you wanted to come, should have come. Come on down here. Come on down here. Right here, sister. Just right there. You stay with her. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's some people coming from the balcony. We're going to have a long walk, but it's well worth it. Come on now. Come on now. God's speaking to people. You need a new beginning. Come on. Come on now. We're waiting on you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. God wants to change you today. Here we come out of the balcony right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Nate. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Come right on over here, sister. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else want to come? Come on now. There we go. Stand right there, man. God bless you, buddy. Praise the Lord. Hello there. God bless you. Amen. Anybody else want to come? To thee, my blessed son. Hey, you that are standing here, look my direction. Oh, here come another one. Oh, I got too fast. Here you go, buddy. Bless you, man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all all look at me. I got three books in my hand. You see them there? It's called New Birth. Talks about salvation. In Him, talks about who you are in Christ. Why tongues? Talks about the Holy Spirit, what it is, why you speak in tongues. Now, if I hold them out here like this, say I'm going to give them to you, what you got to do to get them? They're yours, man. You can have them. Hey, let me tell y'all something. Y'all all going to get them same books in just a minute. You're going to get them in just a minute. Well, everybody's going to get them in just a minute. You're going to get them all again. Everybody going to get them. I do that as a little exercise to show you I can give you a book, but I cannot give you the spiritual thing that you come to receive. It comes from heaven on high. I'm going to pray a short prayer with you here. Then I'm going to ask you to go to a place of prayer where you can be dealt with individually and in depth and make sure you got where you come from. So I want you to raise one hand toward heaven. I don't care which one or both. It don't make no difference. Reach hands out toward them now. Heavenly Father, I thank you for every one of these that have come today. I thank you that every spiritual need in their life is met today. Salvation, rededication, no-so experience with you. Thank you for the infilling of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands down and look at me for just a moment. You see, Mr. Greg right there, he's going to take y'all to that place of prayer. If you're local, every Sunday morning, that place becomes a place called Turning Point. And what's Turning Point? Well, it's just a place to get your life turned on for God for just a minute, you know, for a few lessons, or turn back on to God. I'd like to see you there if you're local next Sunday morning, 9 o'clock. Turn and go with Him right now. Right now. She's coming. She'll come. Go ahead. She'll come and bring it with you. Go. Yeah, she knows that. I know. She knows where you're going. You're going to just go to right back here, and you're going to still be in the church. You're just going to be back there. Hallelujah. Here she comes. See, she's got all the stuff. There you go. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Give them all a hand as they go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You got something. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I think Anthony got something here. He got something by the Spirit.
It's a new beginning. It is here today. Grab a hold of faith. Follow God as He leads the way. You just open up your mouth and begin to shout. And in the end, you're going to run, dance, jump, and shout. For God has brought you out.
on, sing it.
It's a new beginning.
Sing with them, guys.
And it's here today. Grab a hold of faith. Follow God as He leads the way. Open up your mouth and begin to shout. You'll run, dance, jump and shout, for God has brought you out. Oh, a new beginning. It is here today. Grab a hold of faith. Watch God make a way. You're gonna run, dance, jump and shout, for God has brought you out. Run, dance, jump and shout, for God has brought us out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, the psalmist, they get songs. As you're preaching, and the power of God's in Vince. While I was speaking, some of you, the Lord spoke to you, you already got some answer. Anybody, while I was preaching, and the Lord spoke to you, see? Hallelujah! Well, camp meeting already started. Rest of them will get here tomorrow and next day. But we got in on the start. See, we already half filled up already. We're gonna be full and overflowing before the week's over. Amen. Praise God! Don't forget all the announcements. Connection team, go find our first time guests. Take them to that special room called the connection room. Staff, y'all go to the door so we can shake hands with everybody. In fact, if you want to see any of us, that's where we're at. That's what doors. I'm gonna be at the west doors today. All the pastoral staff, there's four entrances to this building, and pastoral staff rotates around. Hallelujah. Thank you. If you're first time guest, if you're looking for a church home, like we said, welcome home. Hey, tonight at 6:00, camp meeting starts again, official again. That's the official beginning. This was just the dress rehearsal that we had this morning. Praise the Lord. If that's anything like it, it's going to be good. Amen. I don't know about y'all. Man, I'm excited about new beginnings. Amen. Hey, we're going to sing a chorus, and then Brother Dan's going to dismiss you. I'm going to try to get to that west lobby so I can shake your hand as you go out. God bless you. We'll see you tonight, 6:00.
You are alive in us.